Blog Talk Radio.
Only in America. Welcome to Sight and Vision, Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show, a show about information on disability rights, disability services, and your disability dollar. Your voice, an advocate, voice your concern, voice your opinion, but please let your voice be heard. Our mission is to bring to you the people, the places, and the things that can change your life for the better, which means inclusion into society, which means living more independently in your home and in your community. America, welcome to Sight and Vision, Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show. I am your host, Pastor Reverend Radio Ray Razor, your friendly neighborhood networker. Our motto is increase your network and you'll increase your net worth. And behind microphone number two is our hostess with the mostest, our studio manager, Miss Renee. And greetings to you, our listening audience. This is Sight and Vision, Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show. And I am your host, Reverend Radio Ray Razor. Although I've been blind for more than 50 years, when I was a mere lad of 14 years old on 4th of July, a big firecracker, which we call the cherry bomb, exploded in my face and blinded me in both eyes. But in spite of that, every morning I rise, I feel blessed, highly favored, and I know God is good. Greetings, and how are you today, Miss Renee?
I am great, Reverend Ray. I am great, and you?
Well, I am doing wonderful other than in our DMV, District of Columbia, Virginia, Maryland. The kind of rain we had, I thought I saw animals outside two by two going someplace. But all is well, and we just celebrated our 241st anniversary of Independence Day, as some people like to call it. But for persons with disability, the 26th of this month will be the 27th year that the American with a Disability Act was signed by Senior George Bush. So we had 27 years of independence, but we will talk more about that throughout the month. So what is our lineup for today?
Well, of course, we always begin with the adventures of Mr. Ray and Mr. Ray Tico. And then in the news, the good, the bad, and the ugly, news which affects the disability and senior communities. And then your challenge to us each week is the call to action. And today our guest is that daily living can pose challenges. If you are blind, low vision, deaf, or hard of hearing, you need solutions to those challenges. And Christopher and Lisa Emery, co-owners of Adaptify Solutions, specialize in finding the right tool or technology to fit your needs. So that's our lineup, Reverend Ray.
All right. So you know I like to start the show with the adventures of Mr. Ray and the German Shepherd, seeing that dog, Mr. Ray Tico, that 100 pounds of wonder, brought to you by the Big Bad Wolf Pet Store, located in Tacoma Park. And Miss Penny, that's the owner, and all the good folks up there supply Mr. Ray Tico with outstanding, wonderful, top-of-the-shelf dog food, and you can get food for your cat, food for the little other little furry animals that's running around your home. You can just call them at 202-747-3400. That's 202-747-3434. Or visit them at thebigbadwolf.com. And let Miss Penny know that you heard it on Sight and Vision, Disability and Senior Talk Radio, or you heard it from Reverend Ray, or you saw that beautiful German Shepherd, Mr. Ray Chico. So please call and check out The Big Bad Wolf. Now, in the event of Mr. Ray and Mr. Ray Chico, that we want to give you some information. There's a lot of persons with service animals are being passed up and what they call refuse to haul by taxi drivers. And if you have this in your city, which we here in Washington, D.C. area, try to get their they have what they call identification number on the top of the cab. Try to get that number and the name of the cab company. And please, immediately, you can go online or you can get the information of your nearest civil rights office. And D.C. is called the Office of Human Rights. So get that number, call them, make a complaint, because if people don't step up and do something about it, that the real people that were service animals will continuously get passed up. And Mr. Ray and Mr. Ray Tico have been passed up many times, and we have sent in a complaint. They do take it seriously. We have had mediations and came to a resolution with the different cab companies. So please do that. All right, and that segment is brought to you by The Big Bad Wolf. Check them out, please. In the news, the good, the bad, the ugly, things and issues that affect persons with disabilities and seniors, citizens. On the good is the flip side of the taxi situation. Now, Washington, D.C. and other cities are funding a program, and there are different names for the program, but what the program is a taxi program where a person with a disability can call and get a taxi within 5 to 15 minutes, and they only pay a nominal fee. Now, Washington, D.C. is only $5, and different, a little different from prior transit where you have to call a day ahead of time. You would have to have like a half an hour window within your town to be picked up. But this new program that a number of cities are funding, it's a transit program that they work with the taxi companies in that city, and you can call and get a taxi within a couple of minutes and pay a very nominal fee. So that is a good. A bad is we had many new, I don't want to call them members, but new people that joined the ranks over the 4th of July of persons with disability. Fireworks are dangerous, people. We have a number of people that have lost fingers, have lost toes from stepping on fireworks to make them explode. So the disability, what you call them, has gone up. The ranks of the disability from these fireworks, and that's, you know, so people, you have to be careful. And we still have this week or the weekend coming up where people have fireworks that they're going to be exploding all, so people be very, very, very careful. For the ugly is a lot of service and vets having depression because of their disability and being wounded in the service, and a number, and I even hate to quote the number, of vets that's committing suicide because of depression and all. And one, and so, you know, here, and I'll go into my call to action for today is you have to get involved. You have to get out in the community. There's a number of organizations that have monthly consumer meetings where they share with you about different things that you can do and how you can cope with your blindness, how you can cope with the other disabilities that you have. So please seek those activities out and get yourself involved. And especially if you volunteer and trying to help somebody else, then a lot of times you're not all focused and inwardly thinking about just yourself. When you helping others, a lot of times it makes life a lot better and it gives you meaning. So please, please do that. So that's our call to action. And our call to action, our motto is, if you can't fly, run. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, just crawl forward, but keep on moving. But don't just do nothing. As Reverend Ray say, double negative, please just do something. And that segment been brought to you by Real-Time Pain Relief, the best-smelling, most effective real-time pain relief lotion in the world. You just rub it on, and the pain is gone. Back over to you, Ms. Renee, for introducing our special guest and the topic.
Well, thank you again, Reverend Radio Ray. We want to welcome Christopher and Lisa Emery, co-owners of Adaptify Solutions, specializing in finding just the right tool or technology to fit your needs. Welcome, Christopher and Lisa.
Thank you.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi. Now, Adaptify Solutions is more than just a name change from the former White Cane and More store. What is the new direction of Adaptify, Christopher?
The new direction of Adaptify Solutions is not to only be about products, but to also be about the services, what I'm terming the accelerator. People that are losing their vision or losing their hearing or new to earlier, but yet they don't know what is available. And we want to be able to give information that will assist a person. When you move, you need products to readapt your new environment, such as mocking your stove or your microwave or your washing machine, etc. So I would say our new direction is to be a place that people can find the information or resources that they need to improve their independence, hence our slogan, which is empowering lives one solution at a time.
Okay. Now, Adaptify Solutions specializes in solutions for blind and low vision, deaf and hard of hearing. So let's start with the vision solutions. What is the most requested aid in the blind, low vision community, Lisa?
Oh, I would say probably for low vision, I would say magnifying glasses of some kind or magnification would be the most product that people ask for. Wouldn't you say, Christopher?
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that, yes.
Okay. Now, how do you choose the products that you offer?
The products are chosen based on quality instead of looking at, okay, you can walk into any pharmacy and buy a magnifier, but is it a quality magnifier? The chances are it's not. It's little telltales that many people don't know what to look for in a magnifier. So instead of trying to shop around for the best magnifier, we've already done that legwork and have gone with the best, which in this case is a German company called Eschenbach.
Ah, okay. Now, Lisa, do you test any of the products?
Oh, yes. Yes, everything we get, we test.
Okay. Can you give me an example of something that you've tried and maybe didn't meet your high standards, or something that you were blown away at the high quality?
Well, let me see. I would say one of the things that, well, it's not a vision-related thing, but one of the things that I tested and I actually use every day is a hearing aid vacuum. And what's neat about that product is that it gets moisture out of the tubes of my hearing aids as well as earwax and extra stuff. That's one thing. And another product that I think is good that a lot of people with low vision, or not low vision, but people who are blind would also be the color identifier, which is a really good thing that people use. People who have difficulty with identifying color, that's another device that was tested.
Okay. Well, I want to tell you a little story since Reverend Ray isn't on right now. He purchased a talking scale from Adaptify, high quality, very nice. And when he first got it, I could hear him weighing himself from another room, and I heard the voice give him his weight. And then I heard him get off the scale and get back on the scale, and she told him the same weight again. And the third time I heard him on, I said, "Raymond, I don't think she's going to change her mind. I think he thought the scale was defective." It wasn't defective. She told him the truth. He just didn't want to hear that.
A lot of us don't like to hear the lights. A lot of us don't like to hear the lights.
You're absolutely true. Well, listen, I guess this is not the good time for me to ask him for a raise. But he does have to identify us so our listeners will know to whom they are listening. So I'm going to turn it over to Reverend Ray right now. Reverend Ray, to whom are they tuned in?
You're tuned in to blogtalkradio.com/Martha and Paul Pulpit, and you're listening to Sight and Vision Disability and Senior Talk Radio Show. Visit us at www.sightandvisionradio.com, and you can also send us any kind of information that you need to know about. You can email us at info@sightandvisionradio.com with any comments, recommendations, or suggestions. And you can call us at 301-377-6468. That's 301-377-6468. And we'll hear it here every Friday, East Coast time, from 3 p.m. afternoon to 3:30. You only have to put up with us for a half an hour. Back to you, Ms. Ray.
Okay, Reverend Radio Ray. Christopher, what is the response from customers when you introduce a new tool or a new technology that they didn't know existed?
So the response that tends to happen is, oh my, awesome. A quick little story, and it ties into the color identifier, is customer comes in and says, "Oh, I use my iPhone for that." And I said, "Well, you realize that the iPhone is not able to do it with accuracy." And so he agreed. And so my wife pulls out the color identifier. And the funny thing is, a lot of people like to put it up to their own skin. So he puts it up to his skin. And it says black. And he says, "I don't want that thing. I ain't black." So he does it again, and it says, dark brown." He says, "I'll take it." So as you can tell, the reactions of each individual tend to vary. However, when you get a good one, where you get a good reaction, it's you're all starting to see a light bulb turn on, and you see their face light up. And now I'm blind, so I don't really see it, but I could just get the sense. And usually people leave smiling. Very few ever leave without a smile.
Okay. That's Chris, I did get a chance to ask Lisa what was her favorite, her personal favorite. What is your personal favorite in the Adaptify Solutions store?
My personal favorite in the whole store, that is a tough one. Eschenbach video magnifier called the Visilux. It's one of the best on the market. It's one of the best pricings, and the company stands behind their products. It's a 7-inch video display. It has a scrolling capability. You can change the color contrast. And I just wish I owned one, but I can't afford it, so.
But, you know, and we talk about blind and low vision people, but, you know, as I've gotten older, it's harder for me to sew. I can't make repairs as well. And so when you talked about the magnifier, that really got me excited because I'm thinking, you know, I can make better repairs when I'm doing hand sewing. So I'm interested in that. So I'm certainly going to come in and look at that. Lisa, you identified that you use something to help dry out your hearing aid. What else do you have for the deaf and hard of hearing community?
Well, there's another device. There's actually two different kinds of hearing aid devices. One is a vacuum, and the other is a hearing aid dryer. And that's something that you put in your hearing aids in, and you leave it in overnight. The thing about that device also is that it also tests your hearing aid batteries to make sure that they're functioning. We also have, there's a liquid indicator that deafblind people can use because it, instead of making sounds, it vibrates. So that when you're pouring liquid into a cup, it vibrates rather than makes a noise. And that's another thing that we have for people who are deaf and blind. And then we also have an FM system that for deaf people to also have.
And what is that exactly, Lisa?
All right, an FM system, actually Christopher is probably better than I am at describing that. So I'm going to defer to him because he's very good at describing devices. Chris?
Okay.
Yes. FM system actually has a funky name to it. Frequency modulator. Basically, all that means is it amplifies the sound. And a person can actually have that information transmit to either their hearing aids, or a person that doesn't use hearing aids can use earbuds or they can use a headset. So, for instance, you may be talking and I put the microphone near you and I have the headset on and therefore your voice comes into my ears instead of all the environmental noises that may be around. So if you're in a restaurant and you want to know what people are talking about, you just say, okay, clip on a little microphone. It's a box. Some are boxes, some are just a microphone. You clip it on, and the person talks. And unfortunately, with those, you also will hear other noises that are right next to the microphone. So if the person breathes heavily, unfortunately, you get that. But nonetheless, when they're talking, you really cut out all the surrounding noise. People that are low functioning in their hearing, individuals with what they call auditory processing disorder, and so on, would use a FM system.
Okay. Again, here, and this is so important because as people are aging, even if they have been undiagnosed or uncertified, some people are seeking some amplification. And so, again, come into Adaptify services. Now, and tell us where we're located, and then I want to talk about the training services and the counseling service that you have. So where is Adaptify Services located?
Adaptify Solutions is located at 8720 Georgia Ave, suite number 302, Silver Spring, Maryland, 20910. Again, that's 8720 Georgia Ave, suite number 302, Silver Spring, Maryland, 20910.
Okay, now, Christopher, you offer offer training services. How does that work, and what are they?
So the training services arrange, it's not heavily involved in training services, so I will keep it short. It's iPhone training, it's typing, and it's Braille and sign language are the four categories that we're going to focus on training. However, on what other people may consider training is also workshops. We will offer to the community to be able to come in and be a part of a workshop. So there may be a topic about macular degeneration. There could be a topic about diabetics and being low vision. It may be about how to cut food safely. So the workshops attended for to show people that there are ways of doing things other ways so that they may be more independent still, but the workshops are not for training. They're more of a way to get people to understand that these are able to be done, and we can then let them know what services offer these trainings to learn it themselves.
Oh, great, great. Now, you have a big event coming up in August. Can you tell us about it, Lisa and Chris?
Yes, that will be our open house that's happening in the second week in August. That would be August, I believe, 7th through the 11th.
That is correct.
Okay. And what can I expect when I attend the open house at Adaptify Solutions?
Well, if everything goes well, which we are praying that it does, no comment. We will have a number of workshops happening during that week, and we'll be basically showing people and letting people know what we will have. So it's a good time for people just to come and ask questions, look around, and just get to know us and what our goals are. It's also a good time to get a little taste of what we are trying to do in the community. One of the things Adaptify Solutions is taking a totally different approach than other places in these in this field is we are all about the community first. And we feel that if we do the community justice, then the finances will follow suit. We are a for-profit, so we do have to pay the bills. So if anyone wants to help pay the bills, let us know, because we would be more than happy to help, except we got to pay the bills.
Well,
we just expanded.
We're going to post this on our website so that people know about the open house. We certainly are going to be there. And, Christopher, if Reverend Radio Ray comes in with his scale, you might have to reassure him that it's not broken. But anyway, I'm going to turn it over to him because he may have some questions that are outside of his scale issues. So, Reverend Radio Ray, I know you're champing at the bit to ask your questions. I'm going to turn it over to you, sir.
Yes, thank you. And thanks again, Christopher and Lisa, for being our guests today. And I do have a budget. Annual budget for Adaptable Solution, because I purchased stuff from them all during the year, and congratulate on your new adventure. Two things. One, I want to thank you all for sharing your second anniversary with us of being married, if y'all are going to do this in August. Is that right?
September would be our second anniversary.
Oh, September the what?
The 2nd.
2nd, right. Okay, I knew it was one of the, because that's right, because September is in Miss Renee's birthday month. Okay, so that's wonderful. And so in August, you're going to have the open house. Now, as you mentioned the four areas that you all are going to be in some training and some workshops, and they're on the training, like the iPhone training. So that'll be a group training, or will it be individual training, and how do you get an appointment to do that?
Okay, so for the iPhone itself, I've actually committed to provide an hour of training to each individual that comes to us needing.
I'm sorry, we have to get the time. But we're going to have to
get
back. Go ahead. Okay, thank you. And time waits for no one. But thank you all, Chris and Lisa, very much, and we will have you on again because we certainly want to keep up with what you're doing and let the community know what you're doing, and we definitely will be there for the open house. All righty. Thank y'all very much.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it. All right.
That would
God
be
bless.
Wonderful. Thank you. God bless.
All right. You're welcome. Okay, our time is up. We thank you for your time, and until the next time, this is Radio Ray, and I like to say, I might not have vision, but I can. I might not have sight, but I can have vision. God bless and be blessed.